Happy Friday, y'all. Welcome to another episode with the Branding Breakdown, where we give you practical solutions to your branding dilemmas. My name is Nya Ogwe, your host for today. And the episode that I really wanted to touch base on today was a question that I received at a conference that I recently attended. The question went a little something like this, and I'm sure you all have the same question too. Should I first start with branding or should I start with marketing? Now, I could give you the short answer, but I want to give you three thoughts to that question that are really important. First and foremost, you have to identify whether you want your company to be a brand in the first place. This is important because not all companies are brands and not all companies need to be brands. For example, Procter & Gamble, they're not a brand, they're a company. But they do own a lot of brands that we use every day, like Pampers, Gillette, Tide. Another example is LVMH. That's not a brand, that's a company. However, they do own brands that we interact with a lot every day, like Givenchy, Celine, Louis Vuitton. However, if you look at a company like Kraft Heinz, that's an example of a company that is both a company and a brand. Because I don't even have to mention crafts or the experience of crafts before you start thinking back to your childhood of, you know, cookouts with stacks of hamburgers and just waiting until the Kraft cheese melts and gets all nice and gooey. Like, I don't even have to say that to you before you know what crafts already brings to mind. Which then brings me to a second thought. If your company does not have to be a brand, what is the importance of branding and why does it matter? Let's go back to Kraft Heinz as an example. They've given us brands like Kraft Mac and Cheese, Philadelphia, and Heinz Ketchup. And a lot of us would classify these brands as American food classics. Especially for immigrants like me who came to this country young, Kraft really associated themselves with a lot of childhood joys. Think about when you would guzzle down a pack of Kool-Aid in between playing tag, or even when you would steal a French fry and dip it into Heinz ketchup. If you know, you were at the movies with your boo in high school, you guys, you know, you have those memories. And as I grew up, these brands just stuck with me. And its influence on American food culture didn't just stop in America. In fact, as we're talking about right now, one of the clients that I have who is actually in Cameroon, we were laughing the other day about how when they serve fries, if you don't serve fries with ketchup and mayo, like they don't consider it posh, okay? They consider fries, ketchup and mayo to be like a high-end big deal. All simply because it's American. And for those who, you know, America is their dreamland for them, they want to consume what Americans consume. Note that it's the brand, not the company, Kraft Heinz, that's influence is able to cross borders and even cultural barriers. How? Because branding stimulates trust. You've heard me say this before in other episodes, people connect to people, not products, not services, not companies. A brand then is almost like a personification of your company or your product or your service. This is what allows people to then connect with brands, not companies, and what allows there to be trust built. So the benefits of building trust through branding your company, your product, or your service are increase customer loyalty and retention, increase opportunity to expand, and increase opportunity to charge premium prices. When our brand client, King's Kitchen, put out her first product into the market, it sold out in less than a week. Through identifying their brand strategy, positioning and designing their online presence with website and a variety of social media campaigns, we've been able to build a brand that her customers truly trust. And my third thought, you've got to understand that branding never stops. There's a level of branding that you have to accomplish to set a foundation. For example, your mission, your brand strategy, your differentiator, what makes you valuable, your brand story, the things that will help identify you into the market. And that's where your logo comes into play, your brand aesthetic, your colors, and all those things. Because if you don't do that and you step into marketing, then what are you marketing? Imagine if you put up your business on Google My Business page, right? And we don't see anything. You have to identify your brand first before you actually market. Branding and marketing, they're relatives. They're very close to one another. In fact, it's your brand that helps to guide you in your marketing strategy, because marketing at its core identifies the channels that you want to use to deliver your brand. For example, when was the last time you went into a Michelin restaurant and a five-star restaurant of your choice and you saw Heinz ketchup on the table? Exactly. But what if you went into your neighborhood diner, Silver Diner, for example? What's the first thing that you see when you sit at that table? Heinz ketchup. Casual life and comfortability are things we associate with Heinz ketchup. So you'll see Heinz ketchup in marketplaces that align with that identity. Branding helps guide you to the market channels that would be most profitable to you. And as your business grows, so does your branding. Your business and your brand should be ever evolving, especially when it's moving from generation to the next generation, for example. We've been talking about Heinz ketchup this entire time, but ask me if now, today, like this, would I have a bottle of Heinz ketchup in my fridge or even for my kids with all that I know about nutrition? Probably not. But see, that's why you see new labels on their bottles saying or highlighting all natural ingredients, non-GMO, no sugar added. They are tailoring their brand to the need and the specifications of today's consumer. So while there's a level of branding that you should do before you start marketing, know that branding never stops. You ever notice that when times get rough, what is the first thing that businesses cut from their budget? Marketing. You know why they can afford to cut marketing? Because the businesses can be sustained on customers they know will be loyal, because they built brands that are trustworthy. Branding builds trust. That's it for today. I hope this helps with your branding dilemma. And if you have any more questions or a dilemma that you'd like to share, make sure to send it to our email or follow the link in the captions below. Quick update. We've loved spending time with you every Friday on this channel, but we're going to take a shift as stuff gets a little bit more busy in the studio. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the podcast on demand. So definitely, if you have a question, we will answer your question through this podcast. Or if you'd like to submit your brand for free brand coaching, follow the link and the instructions below, and we'll make sure to get you on that. But for now, happy Friday. See you guys next time. Bye, bosses.